listening to Radio Prague's English service, and my name is Dita Asiedu. And to all of you celebrating Christmas, let me start off by wishing you a wonderful holiday season. Next to Easter, Christmas is the biggest holiday in the Czech Republic. Although it's not a white Christmas for most of us here, the Christmas spirit has gripped the majority of Czechs, who are now tucked away in their warm homes, enjoying it in the company of their loved ones. But in view of the fact that some of you do not even celebrate this holiday, we'll bring you a program over the next half hour that we hope all of you will enjoy. Few minutes, drift into the magical world of Czech music with me in celebration of the 130th anniversary of the first ever performance of Zdeněk Fibich's Christmas Eve concert melodrama. But first, a little something for a sweet tooth. Jarka Halková and the up-and-coming chef Martin Polačko show you how to prepare a delicious and very easy-to-bake dessert, traditional apple and pear pastry purses.
There is Christmas apple pear dessert to be prepared. Yeah. We have sliced
apples and pears. Gonna use the ginger, fresh ginger, honey, a little bit of cinnamon, and a little bit of cloves. And there you go. We're gonna caramelize that on the pan, and we're gonna do little purses, or yeah, we can call the purses like little ravioli or something like this from a puff pastry. We're gonna bake it in an oven.
Okay, let's do it then. Yeah. What shall we do with this ginger?
So I'm gonna peel it. I'm gonna tell a little trick. People are peeling with a knife or peeler, but what I learned to peel it with a little teaspoon, which is like actually just like scrubbing off the skin. Actually, we are scrubbing only that much as you can, you know, or I mean as you need it, because peeling of ginger, you're taking a lot of it. Can you see that? Just very thin, and it's quite easy. So I'm just grating.
We're going to mix it together with apples and pears.
Yeah. We're going to pincer it, adding a little butter, just a little bit, and putting a little cloves and cinnamon. Shoop. So now we're putting it in the pan on a little bit of butter, like a tablespoon of butter. And we're putting all this fruit. As we said from the beginning, I think it was five apples and two, three pears. I'm just going to caramelize it. Caramelizing means softening until nice brown color. When you're caramelizing vegetables like shallot or onion, doesn't mean you're making caramel from sugar. You're gonna break the vegetables or fruit. I'm gonna take the sugar out from this special thing what you're cooking. And then when you're adding a little bit of sugar, of course, you're gonna make nice little color and flavoring. So now we are doing dessert, so definitely we can use a little sugar. Gonna use a little honey as well, cinnamon, or if you have only cinnamon sugar, doesn't matter. See? Oh, we're talking about the caramelization. It's already turning brown nicely.
So it should be all like that, a bit brown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lightly, and the sugar, if you use the cinnamon sugar, gonna help the browning. Mm-hmm. Ah! Oops.
Apples smell like Christmas.
Yeah. Do you remember we were talking about to make kind of like flambe, a pineapple? But I just figured out like we need to do a little more traditional, so I just change it. I figure out like, oh, let's do apples. So we'll see how it's gonna turn out.
It has been 4 minutes, hasn't it? They have been in a pan.
The caramelization. It's a process, like probably 10 minutes. I'm adding cinnamon sugar. And to do a little nicer thing, I would like to use raisins and mixed nuts.
Could we add some kind of alcohol into it?
Absolutely. Maybe we can, if we find some kind of whiskey or some, we can add it. gonna bring definitely more attractive flavor. We're gonna use a Medovina, which is a herb liquor. So we got fruit already, nice and brown, soft.
Could you do it with other kind of fruit?
Absolutely. Use a pineapple. Pineapple is more, to me, it's a little more oriental. So you can, I'm making a little mess. It can be used with a combination with lime juice, brown sugar. Experiment for dessert can be putting a little chili in it.
Chili with sweet fruit.
Yeah. As I said, oriental, which is quite traditional for them to mix it up, those things together, flavor like sweet, chili. So it's time to put on the honey.
One like teaspoon?
Two tablespoons. Why honey? Honey, gonna put like more, combine everything together. Glaze it. Glaze it doesn't work.
It looks beautiful.
Are you serious?
No, I am. I really like it. A little bit of Medovina.
Exactly. What is it? A little bit. It's Christmas time. Yeah, it's a little bit more. Or we're living in the Czechoslovakia.
Let's check our purses, please.
Okay, what do you got in? Okay, we get a...
Those in the oven.
We get a mirror here, lipstick. So, let's see. Like, yeah, nice brown. Feel like 10 minutes, 15. I think we need 10 more minutes to brown them. Oh, more. It's pretty hot. What do you think? You know?
5 minutes, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so see you in 10 minutes.
See you. Nice smell.
Oh, yeah. It's not even smell, it looks not nice. Okay, so we can turn on and off finally. It's very nice. I'm quite surprised. It's turned very nice. Okay.
Big handbags, very sweet and delicious.
Yeah.
Okay, let's serve them then.
So what do we do now? Just put it on the plate, this rest of fruit we have. If you don't have, don't worry. You can serve with maple syrup.
Ah, yummy. Is it going to be nice cold as well, or should it be eaten warm?
I think you can serve anyhow you want to. So we get a first bite. It's nice crunchy. Okay. Tastes like apple strudel or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's very nice.
Nice and sweet, but not too sweet.
I think it's very nice, warm, or... If you want to serve cold, anyhow, it's fine.
Mm-hmm. Very quickly. Sorry. Eating and talking at the same time. Summarize the recipe, please.
Chopped apples, pears, mixed nuts, handful, raisins, the same amount, caramelized on a pan with a little butter, cinnamon sugar or plain cinnamon, put a little cloves, a few pieces, and we use the Medovina, right? Can be used any kind of liquor or alcohol, but doesn't have to be if you don't want to.
Honey.
But yeah, and we glaze it with honey, and pretty much we just fill up the puff pastry. It's little squares or rounds, whatever you want it. Brush it all around with egg, and so we can just fill up. And putting the rounds together, and just made a little purses, and we brush it again with egg, all over it, and it was baked for, I think, was it 20 minutes in our oven? It was around 180 degrees. Mm-hmm. So, need to be checked out till golden brown. And there you go. Just sprinkle it with powdered sugar, or you want to use maple syrup or even honey or something like that.
And we have apple and pear handbags.
Exactly. And I think we are totally stuffed now.
Yeah, it is delicious. Thank you for cooking for us.
It was my pleasure, and I hope it's not last time. Thank you.
A quick reminder that you can find the recipe to Jarkko and Martin's apple and pear purses on our website at www.radio.cz/English. But don't run off to your kitchen just yet, unless, of course, you have a radio there too.
Tma jako v hrobě, mráz v okna duje, v světnici teplo u kamen, v krbu se svítí, stará podřimuje, děvčata předou měkký len.
Throughout the rest of the program, we'll be hearing excerpts such as this one we just heard from Christmas Eve, the first melodrama that the great Czech 19th century composer Zdeněk Fibich introduced to the Czech audience in 1875. In celebration of the 130th anniversary of its first ever performance, I'll be joined by Věra Šustíková from the Zdeněk Fibich Association to explore how the Christmas Eve melodrama was born, visit an exhibition devoted to Christmas Eve in art, and find out how Czechs celebrated the holiday two centuries ago.
Hoj, ty štědrý večere, ty tajemný svátku. Cože komu dobrého neseš na památku? Hospodáři štědrovku, kravám po výslušce, kohoutovi česneku, hrachu jeho družce. Ovocnému stromoví od večeře kosti a zlatoušky na stěnu tomu, kdo se postí. Hoj, já, mladá dívčina, srdce nezadané, mě na mysli jiného, jiného, co stane. Pod lesem, ach, pod lesem, na tom panském stavě, stojí vrby stařeny, sníh na šedé hlavě. Jedna vrba hrbatá tajně dolů kývá, kde se modré jezero pod ledem ukrývá. Tu prý dívce v půlnoci, při luně pochodní, souzený se zjeví hoch ve hladině vodní.
Zdeněk Fibich is one of three great exponents of the national revival of Czech music. Together with Bedřich Smetana and Antonín Dvořák, he belonged to the founding generation of modern Czech music. Born in 1850, he was the youngest of the three. Zdeněk Fibich liked to experiment and mastered various music genres ranging from opera to symphony and chamber music. Fibich was also the first Czech musician to introduce concert melodrama to the Czech lands. Věra Šustíková.
Melodram je takový zvláštní útvar, který spojuje mluvené slovo nebo recitované slovo a instrumentální hudbu.
Melodrama combines the spoken word or recitals with instrumental music. When it was born in the 18th century, it was different than we know it today. What we know is concert melodrama, a product of the Romantic period in Europe. It's basically a finished poem which the author takes and combines with music. Concert melodramas were very popular at the turn of the 20th century. A large number were written and performed in Central Europe at the time. But after the Second World War, live performances suddenly became very rare. I think the problem here was the building of the socialist state, during which a very different kind of music was promoted, cantatas and compositions of mass propaganda songs, leaving very little room for melodrama.
Takové jako skladby, masové písně, tam pro lirický melodram asi nebylo mnoho místa.
Vázat kytice dá se na lukách září měsíce, vázat je stuhami, láskou a snem. Pod nebem nad námi zmámení hvězdami.
Zdeněk Fibich's Christmas Eve features the poem of the same name by Karel Jaromír Erben. As an ethnographer, Erben went through life collecting poetry, songs, fairy tales and legends, which he then all transformed into the masterpiece Kytice, or The Bouquet, a collection of ballads. The poems, of which Christmas Eve is the most popular, are now taught in schools as Czech classics.
Štědrý den je báseň, která se velmi pojí k české tradici vánoční. Štědrý den u nás je vlastně...
Christmas Eve is a poem which portrays the traditional Czech Christmas very well. It was a pre-Christian tradition and is connected with superstition. It was believed that ordinary people could enter the usually hidden world of magic and charms on Christmas Eve. The Christmas feast had to have a bit of everything that Mother Nature offered, and young women believed they would see their future reflected on the surface of water bodies. Erben told all these legends and myths in his poems. Christmas Eve tells the story of two young women, Maria and Hannah, who go to a frozen lake. They cut through the ice to see their future reflected on the water surface. One girl sees a wedding and the other a funeral.
Jedna tam uvidí svatbu, druhá pohřeb.
Deep in the icy waves I'll gaze with hopeful eyes, my destined lover to behold, where his face mirrored lies. He wears a coat of dark green cloth, his hat aslant. Oh, see, those flowers to him I brought. It's Václav, Lord, 'tis he! I see it through a haze, a flickering ray that streams out of the mist, red lights ablaze. I'm in a church, it seems. Some black amidst the white. I see it now, 'tis clear. They're maids, and through their light, my God, a cross and bier.
Hlavním motivem celé té básně je symbol kolovratu. Tehdy se předlo na kolovratu.
The poem centers on the spinning wheel, or rather on what it symbolizes. At the time, women in villages used to weave textile on spinning wheels to make a living. The wheel stands for repetition, year after year, the life cycle, life, death, and so on. So that was Erben's main message: you cannot change fate. It was a pre-romantic vision of what life is about. Fibich, who was a generation younger than Erben and was a romantic, pushed its meaning a little further to say, yes, fate is fate, but it can be changed slightly through your actions and the choices you make in life. How he does it is difficult to explain, because one would have to be an expert on music to be able to understand.
Analýzy hudební, kde bychom třeba našli i důkazy pro tento významový posun.
Marie Hana dvě jména milá, pani jak jarní růže květ, která by s obou milejší byla, nikdo nemůže rozumět. Jestliže jedna promluví k hochu, do ohně by jí kvůli šel. Pakli se druhá usměje trochu, na první zas by zapomněl. Nastala půlnoc, po nebi šíře, zbor vysypal se hvězdiček, jako ovečky okolo pastýře a pastýř jasný měsíček. Nastala půlnoc, všechnocí máti, půlnoc po štědrém večeru.
To mark the 130th anniversary of the premiere of Fibich's Christmas Eve, the Museum of Music in Prague, which is part of the National Museum, is currently staging an exhibition that features Christmas Eve in Czech music and art. Its first part is devoted to Karel Jaromír Erben and his bouquet collection of poems. Since 1853, when the first edition came out, it has been republished 160 times. Many editions can be admired at the exhibition, including the first ever publication and changes that Erben continued to make to the poems as they were already being published.
Samozřejmě také součástí toho je věnována štědrému dni v hudbě.
Another part of the exhibition is devoted to Christmas Eve in music, and that's where Zdeněk Fibich's melodrama takes center stage. We have the original manuscript of Christmas Eve, the piano and the orchestral versions. The Fibich family was also kind enough to lend us very precious things that once belonged to the composer. These include an ink pot that used to sit on his desk, a cup with his initials, and a case containing his cigars. So it's a very pleasant way of bringing us closer to Fibich. Also on show are documented materials on the melodrama's premiere, the first orchestral performance featuring the Czech Philharmonic, conducted by Fibich himself, and photographs of many renowned personalities who made the recitals in Christmas Eve.
Fotografie interpretů premiéry, ale i těch nejposlednějších.
If you've ever wondered what the Christmas Eve described by Erben would have been like in real life, you can peek at a household shrine included in the exhibition. It's decorated with 19th century nativity scenes and a cozy little room with a spinning wheel and furniture from the time, as well as Christmas decorations that only few people would recognize today. Did you know, for example, that the Christmas tree at the end of the 19th century was hung on the ceiling above the dinner table?
Zašlo léto, přes pole chladné větry vějí. Zvoní hrana, na marách tělo vynášejí. Bílé družičky, planoucí svíce, pláč, bědování, drouby hlaholíce z hlubokosti znějí. Miserere mei.
Well, this is where our special Christmas Eve program comes to an end. We hope you enjoyed it and will tune back into Radio Prague tomorrow. Pavla Horáková has prepared a special edition of Mailbox for you, and there'll be more music too as we explore Czech Christmas music through the centuries. My name is Dita Asiedu. Thanks for joining us. Happy holidays.
Okay. kázat, chytit se, dá se na lukách září měsíce, vázat je stuhami, láskou a snem. Pod nebem nad námi zmámení hvězdami jdem. Dá za rád, hledáš, co tají záhadný povyskraj, chceš znát. Svítání na rozhraní, čím kouzlo končí. Samenkou, láskou a snem, spáleným hledáním, rubáši poznání den. Dál v záhadách bloudíš rád,
ici Radio Prague, programme en langue française des émissions internationales de la radio tchèque, Onde Courte. Pour bénéficier d'une agréable réception, voici la grille de nos horaires en temps universel et fréquence en kilohertz. Europe, 5930, 7345. 8h30, 8h57. Europe, 9860, 11600. 17h30, 17h57. Europe, Afrique Centre, 5930, 15710. 19h30, 19h57. Europe, Afrique Ouest, 5930, 9430, 23h, 23h27. Amérique du Nord, 5930, 7345. Nous vous invitons à l'écoute sur le web. Pour cela, veuillez vous connecter au site www.radio.cz/français. Radio Prague est aussi sur le satellite. Vous trouverez toutes les informations sur notre site www.radio.cz/français.